These executive orders affirm that President Trump has respect for the rule of law and reaffirm his support for responsible infrastructure development and energy production, energy security, and job creation. The meddling by the Obama administration in trying to block this legally permitted project, and I stress legally permitted, has encouraged civil disobedience, it's threatened the safety of local residents, it's placed an onerous financial burden on local and state law enforcement with absolutely no offer of federal reimbursement for these increasing costs. I certainly hope that we can get the Trump administration to provide some relief on the law enforcement front. Legally permitted infrastructure projects must be allowed to proceed without threat of improper governmental interference. This conflict deserves a peaceful resolution, and I certainly hope the eco-terrorists and extreme environmentalists leading the protests will not further endanger themselves, certainly Morton County residents, construction workers, and most importantly, law enforcement. Well, as it did when it was first proposed nearly a decade ago, the Keystone XL holds the promise of new jobs, North American energy security. And as co-chairman of the House Northern Border Caucus, I'm particularly pleased that the Keystone XL pipeline offers the opportunity to do business with our longtime ally and oldest trading partner, Canada.